Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Terry Pierce is here, too. Terry's a new friend, but many of you probably know about him. Terry is one of the world-class executive coaches in the world. He's the founder and the president of Leadership Communication, which is a coaching and consulting company. He's taught leadership in a number of universities. He's the co-author of a book I know you've heard of, Clicks and Mortar. He's the author of a book that was first published in 1995 called Leading Out Loud, and there's a new third edition out right now. And we got Terry here with us on the show to talk to us about this. Terry Pierce, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the third edition of your book. Folks, you know what that means. When something's released in a new edition, that means it was pretty darn important and we needed more of it. Terry, thanks for being here. Talk to us about, it's been around 18 years or so since you released this book the first time. What's changed about leadership, if anything?
Well, I've gotten older, I tell you that, Jim. but leadership itself has really changed in a number of ways. And, of course, that's the reason to write a new edition in the first place. But you think back to 1995, I mean, the Internet was there, but it was new, and we didn't really have a full understanding of what it was going to become, and, we still don't know what it's going to become in the future. But that's been one of the fundamental things, is that now everyone can know everything instantaneously. So the corner on authentic communication, on real communication, has really grown. That's been important. Second thing is that the workplace itself, just in business communication, has changed, because a lot of the jobs that we used to depend on people to do, putting things together and making lumpy objects, are done by machines now. And so we depend more on inspiring people to actually bring themselves to work and be innovative a lot more than we did in the 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing that I think is the most important is that it's become global, that communication now is cross-cultural, regardless of what you do. Even if you've got a local business, you're going to be dealing with people from other cultures, and you have to understand how they're motivated and how they're inspired. So those three things are the primary things that I've been focused on.
So, but now all of those things, I'm going to really put a fine point on this, Terry.
Yeah, sure.
Because all of those things you just mentioned are what I would consider to be environmental things. Those are things that have changed in the world around leadership. My question that I'd like to really get down to is, has the fundamentals of leadership changed? Has anything about the fundamentals changed? Not the way we adapt it to the world, but have the fundamentals changed?
Well, I mean, if you really take it down to the nub, the idea of leadership does have a definition, and I've been working with it now for almost 20 years, as you point out, and that's to inspire people to willingly take action to affect change. And the emphasis in that definition is on the word inspire and on the word willingly.
Right.
So when you really look at that, the fundamental has not changed. The environment has changed, and it's made it more incumbent on the leader to be effective and to keep in mind the principles and the fundamentals all the time.
Which are, those principles include honesty, being able to be trustworthy, not just the concept of trust, but to be trustworthy, right?
That's correct. That's right. That's a nice thing to do.
The courage. I think leaderships have to be leaders have to be courageous. What do you think?
I do, and I think the courage sometimes comes in their ability to see the future and to be able to declare it, to be able to put their neck on the line and to take the lead, to step out and say, I think the future should look this way and be this way, and take the negative criticism that might come with that.
Right, so, the courage of your convictions, but successful leaders aren't foolhardy either, are they?
Well, no. And of course, the foolhardy is always in the eye of the beholder. Sometimes a leader can see things and think that they're obvious that other people can't. And of course, those leaders who are successful at that are the ones that are famous, the ones we remember, the Thomas Jeffersons of the world and the Gandhis and the Sadats and the others, because they were successful. I'm sure there or just as many that were foolhardy and we don't know anything about them because nothing ever happened.
Right. Well, you know, the reason I'm asking these questions about this, Terry, is because I think it's important for people like you and me, people who've been around the block a few times, to help the marketplace as it stands today differentiate between what is environmental and what are fundamental. And what is passing through and what is here to stay? I mean, if we think about when you talk about training salespeople, when you talk about training managers, when you talk about training leaders or whatever, some things haven't changed. So the fundamentals are still there. They're still they've been important for generations, for centuries. But even though they may be applied a little bit differently in the new time, we need to realize that there are some fundamentals that are worth preserving. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, Jim. And you know that is largely a matter of consciousness. I believe that in the days, or let's just say in the 80s or even the 70s or the 60s or even before that, the people didn't talk about the fundamentals.
That's
the
right.
Way they do now. They weren't
because they weren't under, well, the fundamentals weren't under assault in those days.
That's right, and we weren't quite aware of them. We knew that there were great leaders, but nobody stopped to do the analysis and said, you know, what's different about this person than that person? And it was, as you point out, it was in the individual. And in fact, that's the point of the first half of the book. It is, what is the leader himself or herself? How do they develop into a leader? And what is it important about the instrument, which is the individual, that has always been true? That's the subject of the first half of the book.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one of my mentors once said, you can't be a leader no matter how hard you want it to be or how hard you try. You can't be a leader unless you can convince somebody to follow you.
Well, that's true. That word convinced is a little bit troublesome for me because obviously there'd be people that could argue really well and debate really well.
Well, compel maybe is a better word. I didn't mean to use that in literally, but just, you know, unless you can get people to follow you.
That's right. Unless people follow you, you are not a leader. That's exactly right.
So that takes being inspirational. You said mentioned that a minute ago, but I think people want to follow people who are honest, who are how about consistent? That's an important leadership trait, isn't it?
Well, it's an interesting one. I don't believe that it's necessarily complete. You know, again, not to mince words, but I think it's really important to be precise when we're having these conversations.
Yeah,
for example,
I agree.
Yeah. So, for example, trustworthiness and consistency are often equated. And I can tell you that there are lots of people in the world that have been consistent that we wouldn't necessarily trust.
Well, now, that's true, but at least you know about them. Hold on to that thought. 20 after. The book is called Leading Out Loud, third edition, just out now. We'll come back. We're going to talk about four parts of personal leadership after these messages with Terry Pierce. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.